on, everybody? It is your dude, Retro Lag, and we are back with the Bleep Bloop podcast. I want to say I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry that it's been so long, but we are back with another episode of The Informer. This is for issue number 343. That's right, the one that has the latest game from From Software, Elden Ring, on the cover. Lots of great stories inside of this issue. The ones that I really want to highlight are not too many. One, we're just going to touch on a little bit on the surface. That's Alan Wake 2. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Elden Ring, but we're going to save that for another episode where we're going to take a deep dive, because I have the game. We're actually going to be diving into it relatively soon. And then the one that's going to take the majority of the episode is the most anticipated games from me, at least that I'm anticipating for 2022. So let's jump right into this thing, shall we? And then that is, we're going to talk about Alan Wake 2. So Alan Wake 2, they announced this at the Game Awards. There was a teaser trailer that came out, and it's been a while since this game came out. They did do a remaster, as well as there's the game Control, which is part of the same universe from what I'm understanding. And then they dropped the teaser for Alan Wake, which is coming out next year. Alan Wake 2 coming out next year. Now, there aren't a lot of details that are given in terms of the game, what to expect. There are some videos that are floating around in terms of gameplay. But for now, this is really just a teaser. They did a great job in the latest issue of Game Informer of interviewing the creator of the game. That is the man himself, Mr. Sam Lake, creative director at Remedy Entertainment. One of the questions they did ask was, you announced it would be survival horror. How does that influence your writing and approach to the game? Does the genre dictate the direction for you? And Sam Lake goes on to say, to me, game making is always a collaboration, and we have an awesome team. It's an iterative process. Through the years, I have always looked at the story process as a way of making the overall experience tighter. Now, there is much more that you can dive into in the issue, but as this game gets closer, especially around the holiday season, you know, we'll probably dive in a little bit more, show some more trailers, maybe do a reaction video. Not exactly sure, but you know, what are your thoughts on this game? Are you looking forward to it? Did you play the first one? I never really dived into the game. On a funny note, though, I do actually have the 360 version of this game in the game room library. So, you know, never know. Maybe I'll dive into it so I can get a feel of it. Maybe I'll play the remastered on PC. I believe it's on PC, you know, so it kind of builds up that momentum and that anticipation for when this one drops. Okay, so like we said, Elden Ring came out recently. A lot of people are playing it. A lot of people are giving it 10s. I picked up my copy. I showed y'all earlier. You know, I'm no BSing. We're going to be diving into that real soon. But really, I think that Game Informer did a very good job in this latest issue of really doing a full spread on this game, really breaking it down, talking about some of the good stuff that you can anticipate from the game. And I think the best way to experience it is by actually playing it for yourself. Me, I haven't dived into it yet because, you know, as a gamer, you're always playing other games. But I do want to do a deep dive into this. It's going to be probably the first episode or the first series in my deep dive series as part of the Bleep Bloop podcast. Tales of Arise is still on our docket. Got to dive into that. So, you know, there's probably two other games that we're looking at as well. But everything I've seen about this game just looks amazing. I mean, the color schemes, the environments, the fight sequences, and even the story and what, you know, what you gather from the bits and pieces. It just, it looks dope. It looks amazing. I've heard nothing but good things. There are those people that are going to complain, but, you know, it is what it is. You just take it all in stride. So what do you think? Is this going to be a game that you're anticipating playing? Are you playing it now? What are your thoughts on this game? Is it fun? Are you having a good time? You know, like, what are your thoughts? I'd love to hear it. Drop some of the comments. And as we get closer to the deep dive series, that's where we'll really start to ask the community questions. You know, maybe we'll even do a couple live streams. Not exactly sure, but it will be a YouTube series as well as diving into it, my commentary and my thoughts on the game itself. Now, the last thing I want to cover from this issue, they did a spread on the most anticipated games of 2022, and there are a lot. I mean, on my list alone, I think I had about 15 to 20 games, but I'm only going to cover about 6 or 7, maybe 8 games total. So, jumping right into it, one of the games that I'm definitely most anticipated for is the Star Wars Eclipse game. This is the one, if I'm not mistaken, from Niantic Dreams. They're the ones that created Detroit Become Human, if I'm not mistaken, that's the name of it. So this looks like it's very story-driven. Just looking at the trailer, looking at the introduction of the characters that are part of it, it looks dope. I am really anticipating this game coming out. I'm super duper hyped for it. I don't know what to expect. I'm not expecting anything. I just hope there's new characters. I hope there's new storytelling, new amazing environments. I mean, when you just look at the cutscenes of this, it looks dope. You know, it looks like it could be its own show. It could be its own series. You know, just the environments themselves. And then, like, this part of the part of the trailer that really captivated me was when you see the person or the creature come out of, like, the black sludge. You don't exactly know what that is. I mean, I think that's dope, too. So, yeah, Star Wars Eclipse is definitely one of them that I'm super duper looking forward to. Can't wait till this comes out. And, you know, we are definitely going to do a review of it, maybe do a deep dive of it. I don't know, but I'm going to be talking about it for sure. So I hope this is on your list. If it's not, I'd really like to know why. And if it is, what are you noticing? Are there any ideas you might have in terms of the story? It looks really, really cool. So as we move right along, another one that we're looking forward to is God of War Ragnarok. This one, some people were giving it a little bit of heartache because they're like, oh, you know, it looks like they're using the same character models and the same action sequences from the other game. Who cares? You know, like, what is the problem? I don't see what the problem with that is. I think that if they're on a roll right now with the storytelling, you know, that's what makes these games great. You know, just let them do it. I'm sure people will enjoy it. It looks like it's going to be fun. It looks just as amazing as the God of War that came out, you know, not, you know, a while back, but also just released on PC. So, you know, this continuing that story, that bloodline, I think this sets up also segues to the son, you know, having his own adventures down the road. It kind of continues that. So you got to be curious if that's what's going to happen. If not, you know, where do they go? But in any case, you know, there's always more lore to be told, a lot more excitement, plenty of environments and puzzles. I mean, it looks beautiful. Looks beautiful. I don't know how you could hate this game. God of War has always been one of my favorite games. I remember when the series first came out, I was hooked. I remember I started playing it one day and I didn't stop. So that one looks really, really fun as well. So again, you know, God of War, another game that we are looking forward to. little devil inside. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I saw this state of play, at first, I wasn't impressed. I was not impressed. I was not wowed. I didn't see anything that made me like, oh, this game is something I want to play. But then as you dive into the just kind of how the storytelling is set up and like the menu that you just, you know, on the screen and like the characters themselves and then the worlds, the storytelling, the options you can tell. And then, you know, as you start to dive into it, you start to dive into this story, you know, you start to learn that there's something more nefarious going on. And it looks cool, man. I mean, the gameplay looks amazing. The characters look amazing. The action sequence, the combat, I'm sure there's crafting, exploration. It doesn't look linear yet, but it could be. But even if there's a small element of an open world, I think that'll be great. But Little Devil Inside is definitely one that I was not even thinking about. And then when I saw it at the State of Play, I was like, yeah, for sure, I'm going to check this game out. This one looks real fun, looks exciting. No release date yet, but hey, when it does pop up, that's when we'll check it out. So another game that we're looking at is Salt and Sacrifice. So Salt and Sacrifice, just, you know, another continuation of a great story. You know, Salt and Sanctuary was the first one. Salt and Sanctuary was the first one. This one just, you know, tells a different story, has the elements that people from that community enjoyed. It looks really good in terms of leveling. There's a PvP mode. The environments look really clean and crisp, very interactive, a lot of combat and magic and spells and abilities you can utilize. So it just looks really, really good. I know it is getting ready to drop relatively soon, if I'm not mistaken. I think, yeah, 10 May is when it comes out. So that's only in a couple months, you know. So Salt and Sacrifice, another one that's popping up on the radar that should be good. But one that I'm still scratching my head about is Atomic Heart. So I don't know a lot about this game. I just know that you're on a train and there's these like robotic creature things. So I'm not too sure, you know, what they do. Looks almost like it's in a different, like, dystopian, futuristic, alternate reality. You're a guy, I guess, that has to figure out what's going on. I'm not entirely sure, but it looks cool. The environments look really good. The characters are just very interesting and unique. The storytelling, it's almost reminiscent to me. It looks like a cross between like a Fallout, Wolfenstein, Outer Worlds, BioShock, Deathloop, all like wrapped in the one. You know, you really don't know what to expect. Just from what I'm seeing in terms of the world, it looks like it's all interactive, possibly open world from a third person perspective. So you get that kind of Dying Light kind of vibe. It looks like you have some type of magic abilities in addition to, you know, weapons that you can utilize. But this one, I think the story is probably what's going to capture a lot of people. I'm willing to bet that this is a sleeper game that people are probably going to be surprised that this thing is going to be really, really good. It looks good just from the trailer. A lot of what you're able to do in terms of your abilities, how you interact with the environments, the combat itself. I mean, it all looks really, really, really good. So Atomic Heart is another game anticipated. I told you the games I'm going to bring you are going to be the ones that I think everybody will be anticipating. Another one that, you know, a lot of people might be sleeping on, but I think it's going to be really, really good is Saints Row. I mean, I've seen some of the gameplay. I seen the teaser trailer. And, you know, the creators and the directors did say this is going to be a fresh a breath of fresh air for the series. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think when you revise, you know, what it's known for, but you keep some of that, but you clean it up, you polish it up, you give it a new coat of paint, it can go a whole bunch of different places. Just from what I was seeing in terms of the gameplay from before, I do know that, you know, the worlds are very interactive. You know, you can fly, you can use vehicles, lots of weapon systems, costumes. I mean, they just looks like the same wackiness and outlandishness from the Saints Row series, but also has a bit of a realism in terms of the story, something that tries to captivate you and keep it relative. August 23rd is when it's supposed to be dropping. You know, are you looking to play it? I know I am going to check it out. And yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to play it. I got to admit, I wasn't going to play it initially until I watched the trailer and then I watched the gameplay. The gameplay is always important. Another game that I'm kind of keeping my ear to the street. I'm not committed to that. I'm going to play it, but it's Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. Now, I do know my buddy Bite of Whiskey, YouTuber, check him out, does a lot of content. He's definitely going to be diving into this. For me, it does look good. It does look interesting. I'm not too sure if I'm going to go the route of playing it, only because, you know, for me, the thing is, I always fill up my catalog of things to play and then I don't play half of them. This one, I'm not saying I won't play it because it looks dope. It looks amazing. It gives that element that you're looking for in terms of like just a storyline, good weapons that you can use, very polished graphics. I mean, the gunplay looks dope. I mean, the scope on your weapons is just dialed in, very realistic, ultra realistic graphics if you got a good PC. And even if you don't, I mean, you still got something decent. It still looks like it'll be a good time just in terms of the gameplay. I'm not sure if there's actually a release date yet. I believe, 28 April is when it comes out. 28 April. So that is in literally about 6 weeks from the time of this recording. So, you know, are you going to be playing that game? I know my boy Bite of Whiskey is going to be playing it. I'd like to say that I might play it, but I can't guarantee anything. So those are the trailers. Those are some of the anticipated games that I'm looking forward to this year. There are still plenty more, and I'm sure there'll be more that are announced. There might be some sleepers that are going to pop up, but you can find all of this in the latest issue of Game Informer. And I gotta, you know, the reason I do these episodes is because for me, video game magazines were always something that I enjoyed. They always told you what was coming out. They kind of gave you a sneak peek of what to expect. In addition to nowadays, you know, watching trailers of games. So many trailers of games coming out. There's always deals for games. So there should be no reason why you don't ever get a chance to experience something new and refreshing. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until the next magazine comes out, which should be in a few weeks. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Like and subscribe the video on YouTube, Retros Pods, or Retros Podcasts on YouTube, or Retro Podcast, excuse me, on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe so you know when the latest video comes out. All right, and until then, I will catch y'all on the next one. I am.